From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, April 25th. Court proceedings for a murder trial in Butte County have been delayed until next month. NSPR's Alex Stutson was at the courthouse Thursday morning and has the details.
The hearing was for a murder charge brought against Curtis Morales. He's accused of shooting and killing his former partner, Dakota Morningstar, during a domestic dispute earlier this month. Morales' defense requested a continuance, which postpones the next step in the judicial process. It was granted by the judge, and the preliminary hearing was set for late May. That's when the prosecution will need to present reasonable suspicion and evidence to move forward to trial. Ben Jacob is with the Jacob Law Firm and is a defense attorney for Morales. He says the delay was for his team to conduct their own investigation.
Just as the police have officers and detectives out looking for witnesses and any other evidence that could lead to working out what the actual story is involved with this case, we too run a similar investigation. We just don't have as many resources.
According to the district attorney, Morningstar and Morales had recently broken up. She came to his property to pick up her dog and personal belongings. The two were reported to have argued before the shooting took place. When officers arrived following reports of a gunshot, Morningstar was found dead at the scene. The preliminary hearing for the case is scheduled for May 22nd. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, endangered gray wolf populations have been growing in the North State, and that has some officials worried. In Modoc, Plumas, Siskiyou, and Shasta counties, multiple livestock have been killed or are believed to have been killed by gray wolves. Siskiyou County Sheriff Jeremiah LaRue says the livestock deaths have been concerning, but he worries about the proximity wolves have to humans.
People have actually reported seeing wolves pretty close to their house, even from their living room. And it's really unsettling for people.
LaRue recently sent a letter to multiple state agencies asking to review conservation policies and to increase efforts in public safety. As of this report, he has not heard a response. Wolves attacking humans is extremely rare. According to a study from the Norwegian Institute for Nature Research, there have been 12 reported fatal wolf attacks in North America and Europe combined since 2002. More at mynspr.org. And the Butte County Air Quality Management District released its 2024 summary yesterday. Senior air quality planner Jason Manley says Butte County's air was generally good last year.
We did not exceed any of the federal health standards for ozone, and it's now been several years where we have met the federal health standards.
He said the only exceedance was one day during the park fire. Ozone is the primary contributor to smog. It has several factors, including fossil fuel emissions, fires, high heat, and drought. The latter two contribute to the creation and persistence of ozone. Heat facilitates the chemical process that creates the gas, while drought reduces plants' capacity to absorb air pollutants. Despite an ever-increasing population and more vehicles, air quality in California has improved dramatically since the nation's first air pollution control program. It was initiated in Los Angeles in 1947. Also, a new proposal is calling for the Sutter Buttes to be renamed. The Nevada City Rancheria Nisenan Tribe has written to the U.S. Board of Geographic Names calling for the range to be renamed Middle Mountain. This name is a direct translation of the original Nisenan name for the mountain, which is a sacred symbol in Nisenan culture. The tribe says it would also be in favor of names like Spirit Mountain, Sacred Mountain, or Sacred Buttes, or to have the range renamed by its old name of the Marysville Buttes. And finally, a time capsule was buried in front of Chico State's Kendall Hall this week as part of an annual tradition. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, it was filled with memorabilia and handwritten notes from students naming their favorite moments of the year. The next time the items will see the light of day will be in 2075. The time capsule tradition has been practiced at Chico State since 1931. It was cemented into the ground and will be covered with this year's numbers, 2025. And those were your headlines for Friday, April 25th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.